Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari, for a supervisor. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I want to know what this company is because they took out money out of an account that had no business money coming out of.
So we're a calling center. We do customer service for a variety of online companies.
Okay, the initials on this thing is something like J-A-C-A-L-K-A. And then it's got 5499 afterwards.
Okay, that doesn't sound like a company name. That sounds more like a merchant ID name. I would need the company name to see who charged you, or I can try to locate an account for you.
Well, I have no idea. That's the thing.
Well, ma'am, I can try to locate an account for you.
Okay, if you could do that, I'd appreciate it, please.
Can I have your zip code?
83709. And the other lady that I was supposedly talking to, she said, just a minute, I'm getting your account canceled out, and then I'll be transferring you to a supervisor. So what did she mean by getting my account canceled out? That didn't make sense to me at all.
Okay, I'm not sure what she meant by that. I'll have to view the notes on the account first. And that zip code was 83709.
Yes.
And can I have your first and last name?
Joanna Foster.
Joanna Foster. And when were you charged? What was the date of the charge?
Hold on, it's pulling it up.
All right, I do have your account pulled up, and could you verify the address on this account?
Well, that's the thing. I don't have an address. I don't even have a P.O. box. That's why it's really confusing me why something was taken out of my account.
Okay, so you don't have a physical address that you live
at?
No,
I do not.
Okay, the address on file starts with 7521. Does that sound familiar?
No, it does not.
Okay, just to clarify, you have no home address at all?
I do not. I travel. I'm on the road all the time. That's why it really makes me irritated why so many. It was taken out on the 6th of May, so yesterday.
Okay, so
I
showed the address.
And it literally charged me $27 more because of my account. Because nothing was supposed to be coming out.
Okay, so the address on file is 7521 West McCullen Street. Does any of that sound familiar?
No. What is supposed to be ordered? Can you at least tell me that, please?
The item that was ordered on this account was a fitness watch and a pair of wireless earphones.
And that account, because there's no address, that account was supposed to not be charged. They canceled that account out. And I will get my attorney on this. I was given a confirmation number that said that nothing would be charged because I was going to send something back that somebody got in my name.
Ma'am, can you slow down? I can't understand you at all. I didn't understand a word of that.
Okay, well, I'll start again. You want to record this because this is going to go to the attorney. Somebody ordered this. It came to a house. They called and asked, told me about it. I said, no, send it back. So they called to send it back, and they said, well, you can't send it back without this. So then they went into a discussion with them, and they said we couldn't send it back. So I called them. I said, I have everything documented to do with this product. I just received everything on this product. There was no membership fee. Nothing was charged. This was because of promotion through AT&T supposedly by taking a survey. So they documented, they sent me everything, and I'm going to get an attorney involved because the last people that I called, because my friend told me I better call you guys, I called and they said no charges would be charged. We credited your account, and thank you very much for doing something with us. So I want to know why this amount was taken out of my thing, because they told me that nothing would be coming out of my account because the people, they told them that they couldn't send it back.
Okay, ma'am, can you slow down?
Can't talk any slower than that.
Okay. From the little bit that I did understand, because you were kind of rambling, it sounds as though you say you called before someone told you your account worth of, ma'am. As I was saying, you called before someone told you that your account was canceled. You would not receive any more charges, but you were still charged on the 6th. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I only found this out because of the house that it went to. The people knew me. And they called me and asked me about a shipment that came there. And I go, no, there should be no shipment coming. Because they know I don't have. I'm traveling.
Okay. Okay, I do see here that there was a call made back April the 10th. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and try to pull that call. Can you please hold?
Please pull it.
Thank you. Thank you for holding, ma'am. I am still listening to that call. Can you please continue to hold?
Yeah, and can I say something? Because the people whose address this was sent to, they still have those products still sitting in a box.
Okay.
Because I told them, I don't know what's going on. Shipping and handling was paid for something that was supposed to be delivered. And it was supposed to be a free product. All they had to do was pay shipping and handling. I have all that information. I'm going to be submitting them because you did continue to charge. They did continue to charge my account. And the attorney told me if they do charge the account to let him know. And he's going to go back and take care of it. But you guys need to refund me the $64.97 plus the $27 on top of that. Or he will press charges because he's got all my paperwork. All the videos, all the pictures,
ma'am,
all our voice
messages.
Okay, ma'am,
I'm going to continue listening to the call. Please continue to hold.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for holding, ma'am. I did go ahead and listen to the call, and I do see here your account was supposed to be canceled, and you were not supposed to be charged to 6497, so I can go ahead and process a refund for that.
Okay, but it charged me a $27 fee because you guys took money out when it wasn't supposed to be coming out of my bank.
Okay, was it a $27 fee from your bank institution?
Yes, it was charged because the money came out and there was no money in this account.
Okay, from what I understand, our policy does not recover any bank-related fees, but I can check just to see if we can cover that $27 fee for you.
Okay, I appreciate it. And, yeah, my friends were, like, freaking out, so.
Yes, ma'am, so I'll go ahead and check on that. Please hold.
Okay.
Thank you for holding, ma'am. I did go ahead and check our policy, and we do not cover any bank-related fees.
Okay, so are you going to at least do the $64.97 back?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I have a question because my friend said that there was two things in that package. Am I going to be charged another $64.97 because everything was supposed to be canceled?
No, ma'am. You are not to receive any more charges, and you're not going to receive any more charges.
Okay, I hope not. What was your name again?
Ari, that's A-R-I.
R-A-I?
A-R-I.
A-R-I. Oh, Ari. Okay, sorry about that. Do you guys have like a badge number or that, or is there only...
1156.
1156? Okay, I just like to document who I talked to and that, so... Okay, so do you know when that $64.97 is going to be returned?
It takes 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days. Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I just hope it's not charged again because that counts at a zero balance. So.
Well, your account will not be charged, and once again, that refund will take 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I've got it written down. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.